This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Scott Burton, and our next guests are here to preview Kindred Post's First Friday interactive Chilkat design opportunity. Welcome, Christinami Erickson, artist, proprietor, store owner, artists, Lily Hope and Ricky Tagaban. An honor to have you all here.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
It's a privilege to be here.
Christinami Erickson, Kindred Post, you often have these interactive First Friday art things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, art things is something we specialize in, for sure. Yeah.
Tell us about them.
Sure. I mean, like everybody in our town, I love art. And I also, I think, have a really broad definition of what art is. My favorite types of art are ones that happen to fall right outside the lines of maybe more traditional is kind of a contentious word, really. But the kind of canons of certain types of art forms are interesting to me, and I think also send the message to a variety of people about art that they could possibly do too. So some of my favorite types of art are art that invites you in, that asks you to participate with it, that asks you to engage with it, ask questions with it, probe it, shake it, stamp it. And so we're really excited this year to especially be investing in lifting up artists who are interested in doing that type of work with our community.
And it's probably pretty obvious, but how did you meet Lily and Ricky and envision this activity?
Oh, well, Lily and Ricky and I probably met in like three past lives. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure every past life we've had to have been friends. It's a privilege to get to hang in similar circles with them because they're incredibly talented artists, teachers, and people just as humans are dynamic and wonderful and warm. And since the beginning of Kindred Post, I've wanted to be involved with them in any way I can. And so when we had our First Friday applications out for the year, I definitely tapped them to see if they would be interested in potentially coming up with something.
Lily, what can we expect on Friday?
We can expect some linoleum cuts, which are, I don't know if you're familiar with, it's kind of like rubber stamping, but cooler. We've leave the little lines in. So we've cut some Chilkat designs in linoleum, and we have those available for you to come and bring your rubber boot or your favorite journal or your anything and print our designs on your work. If you don't have anything on you when you're walking around First Friday, we have postcards and little like 4x6 cards that you can print on and take home for free.
And I'll ask you this question in a second too, Lily. But Ricky, how would you describe yourself as an artist?
I'm primarily a Chilkat weaver. I like to do a lot of other stuff too, but primarily I'm a weaver and a spinner and fiber artist.
Lily, how do you describe yourself as an artist?
Oh, I keep jumping into all sorts of stuff, but like 90% of my work is Chilkat and Ravenstail weaving and teaching of those two art forms.
Ricky, what do you like most about Lily's art?
Oh, that is a really good question. I feel like everything she does is very detail-oriented, and it always has... And cute, when I say cute, I don't mean it to like diminish it, but there's a lot of cute elements that are just perfect. Everything is just like, I don't know. She's not afraid to just go try something new and polish it, and the detail is always incredible.
And Lily, what do you like most about Ricky's art?
Gee, the fearlessness. Ricky's fearless. Jumps right in. I mean, just I'm gonna try this thing. I'm gonna see if it works, and just goes for it. And like, did you just make your living for like this long on making earrings and pendants and like just constant, like just fierce going into it, just fierce.
And Christy, do you have some of their work at the Kindred Post? Is that right?
Yeah, actually, Ricky's work was one of the first things we ever stocked at Kindred Post because Ricky was one of the first people I told that I was thinking about owning a post office. And I'll never forget it because he was at my doorway and I just like blurted it out. And then he said, okay, tell me more. He was just on board. But yeah, we have his Chilkat bags, his Chilkat earrings, his 22-shell warp earrings. We're a big fan of anything that Ricky makes. I want to showcase, and I'm a huge fan of being able to tell his story. And Lily, I just text her like basically weekly, asking her when she's ready to drop off some of her fabulous earrings and other types of jewelry that she has available in her tons of spare time to make. But I'm a big fan of her work, and we can't wait to have it at Kinder Post as well.
So I think your description of all the stuff that of Ricky's that is at your store sort of encapsulates the feel of Kindred Post, and you can send stuff.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. It all works together.
How did you sort of envision that, you know, for Kindred Post, that coming together of all that it is?
Of both the different types of art as well as sending things?
Yeah, and tiny concerts and interactive art shows.
Well, thanks for asking. When I started Kindred Post, I was really inspired actually by the way libraries have really evolved in terms of their function and identity in a community. So libraries, I feel like when I was growing up, were a place that were kind of like quiet and independent study time, but were always at its core a place for learning. And now we see it evolved into this like community space for learning. And it's almost rare to go into a library and have it be silent, right? There's always kind of something going on, a class or people studying Tlingit or, you know, I've been to ones where your citizenship classes, story times, that kind of thing. And so when I thought about a post office, I like how at their core, they're about connecting. And we may traditionally think of post offices as, you know, I don't really want to say. I think everybody's got maybe a stereotype about what post offices have been. And to be honest, what we hear, they're not particularly positive stories. People don't really go to post offices usually to hang out. But I envision this place that could still at its core be about connecting, but would be a community-centered one where people could really engage in creativity, engage with each other, really build community through shared experiences. Like the interactive art, like the concerts, like being able to see collections of work by their neighbors and by people from across the state.
Artists, what time should we get there on Friday and what should we bring? How should we dress? All that.
We'll start at 4:30 and you can print on, like Lily was saying, your favorite anything. The ink is good for fabric and other surfaces, so.
All right. Anything else we should be thinking about on Friday, Lily?
Just that we're doing this because we love making art. And I applied to be one of the Friday artists because I wanted to make art with Ricky Tagaban. And I was like, you know, you were making art. You know, you were doing this a long time ago, printing on fabric. Can we do this again? And what if we did primarily Chilkat designs? Because that is so much a part of both of our lives. Mm-hmm. So just came all together. And like Christy Nami, of course. I was like, of course we got to do it at Kindred Post. Love you.
So
love you guys.
You all have websites, if we Google your names, and I'll link to them on our website, Ricky Tagaban, Lily Hope, and kindredpost.org or COM.
COM.
All right. Mm-hmm. So those will all be linked to from ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. Otherwise, meet these artists at 4:30 on Friday for First Friday at Kindred Post in the heart of downtown Juneau, Alaska. Mm-hmm. I pulled up 1 square inch in Chilkat weaving to take us out, Lily. Can you give us a little setup for this poem of yours?
This poem of mine comes from the heaviness of weaving a square inch. I guess all of the elements that go into weaving a single square inch of Chilkat blankets. And it'll speak for itself.
Ganeshchish.
Thank you.
Kamsahamnida.
Lily Hope. I'm a Chilkat weaver, performing artist, and fashion designer living in Juneau, Alaska, with my 5 small children and my writer husband, Ishmael Hope. I'm going to share a poem with you today called 1 Square Inch about the adventures in Chilkat weaving. So without further ado, 1 square inch traded for 3 hours of my life. These finger-twined, braided shapes mimicking our form-line art. 1 square inch, 14 miles up the mountain for cedar bark and mountain goat, hunted, harvested, thanked, skinned, stripped, spun, animal and plant become one. One square inch. 6 pounds of wool, hand-dyed, hemlock bark, wolf moss, copper shards, and human urine saved for many days. One square inch. Hundreds of years, woven documents, histories of our people, clan stories, recognition. These Chilkat robes, these inches, bestowing honor. One square inch, weaving 4 generations, honoring our teacher's oral traditions, her dreams, her insistence, practicing gratitude for this gift. One square inch, kilos of cultural pressure, heavy taboos, heavy, heavy taboos, no 5-fingered hands, sparing use of red, abstain from your men. These Chilkat inches, we lead our daughters to weave. Weaving 1 square inch, weighing minutes between joy for weaving and frustration for having to care for self and attend the husband, play with your kids, clean the house. These minutes I could be weaving, these inches I could be weaving, oh, but having to seek balance in all. 1 square inch. Unity of women gathered together seeking weaving camaraderie, dropping into meditation, training apprentices to take our places, learning these inches until they can weave. 1 square inch, embodied every day, chaos organized, universe aligned, twine by twine, braid by braid, these life-giving inches in the Tlingit robes of our lives.